first birth of my birth. First beginning of my beginning. Breath of breath. First breath of the breath in me. Ma. Fire, placed by God in the mixture of mixtures that I have in me. First fire of the fire in me. Water of water. First water of the water in me. Earth, first earth of the earth in me. My perfected body, which was fashioned by an honorable arm and a deathless right hand, in a cosmos which is dark and shining, and soulless and ensouled. If it seems good to you. Metta fort iarestat. Give me over to immortal birth, and then to my underlying nature, so that, beyond the present necessity which is pressing on me hard, I may look upon the immortal first principle with the immortal spirit. An refena suffering. The immortal water. Eronui paracunat. And the most solid air. Eio absenabot. I may be born again in mind. Laorax ver oim enarthomai. And the sacred spirit may breathe in me. Nechten apotu nechtin arpi at. I may marvel at the holy fire. Kufa. I may look upon the abyss of the awful water of the dawn. Nuo teso etho uthiethoa. And the life-giving and surrounding ether may hear me. Anomat. For today, I, who was born a mortal from a mortal womb, but who have been raised up by mighty power and a deathless right hand with an immortal spirit. I am going to see with immortal eyes the immortal Ion and master of the fiery crowns. I, a holy one made holy by the holy rites of holiness. The power of my human soul is receding from me for a short time, and I will receive it again in accordance with the present necessity, which is pressing on me bitterly and relentlessly, according to the unchangeable decree of God. Since it is not possible for me, who am born mortal, to rise with the golden flashes of the immortal light. Stand in place, my death-bound mortal nature, and receive me again safe into the inexorable and pressing necessity. For I am the son of Psi-horn, the mu lo ho lo a. I am Ma-ha-fen. Mu lo psu thon lo a. Roar in breath from the rays of the sun, inhaling as much as you can three times. You will see yourself being lifted up and ascending, so that you appear to be in mid-air. You will hear nothing, neither any human being nor any other living thing. Nor will you see anything of mortal life on earth at this time. Instead, you will see the whole of the immortal world. You will see the divine astrological order as it stands on this day and at this hour, the planetary gods, some rising into heaven and others setting. The course of the rising gods will be visible through the disk of the sun god, my father, as also will be what is called the flute, which is the source of the winds that give service to us. You will see it hanging from the sun's disk like a flute. You will see the current of wind flowing unstoppably from this object to the regions of the west, in the manner of the east wind, insofar as it is assigned to serve as the east wind. And you will see the other winds flowing in the same way to their own regions. You will see the gods looking intently at you and rushing towards you. You are to immediately put your right finger to your mouth and say, silence, 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 symbol of the deathless living God, guard me, silence. Nefer ben melu robdofenga morios profur profenga nemetire absenten pitat me meoi enart furce fo psuridario tira filba. Then you will see the gods looking at you benignly and no longer rushing towards you, but rather proceeding with their own functions in an orderly way. When you see that the world above is clear and in motion, and that none of the gods or angels is rushing towards you, expect to hear a roar of great thunder that will shock you. You are to say again, silence, silence. I am a star, wandering about with you, shining forth out of the depths. Oxy, Oxatot. When you have said the foregoing words, the disk of the sun will immediately expand. You will immediately see numerous five-pointed stars coming forth from the disk of the sun and filling the whole of the air. You are to say again, silence, silence. The disk will open, and you will see the boundless circle in the fiery gates, which will be shut. Immediately make the following prayer with your eyes closed. Listen to me. Hear me, Lord, you who have bound together with your spirit the fiery bars of the four roots. You who are burning with fire. Pentitaruni, creator of light. Semesilam, fire breather. Psurinfo, you who have a soul of fire. Iao, you who have a breath of light. Oai, you who delight in fire. Elure, beautifully shining one. Astai, Ion. Aspa, master of light. Perpar, Pepempep, you who have a body of fire. Fnuanios, light-giving one. Fire-sowing one. Are Ekita, lord of fiery turbulence. Galabalba, might of light. Iaiaio, fire whirling one. Urihi Boseia, light moving one. Sanherob, you who make the din of the thunderbolt. Glorious light. Bhaganata. Increaser of light. Susinafian. You who sustain light by fire. Susinafi. Arenbaraste. Marmarentau. Tamer of stars. Open to me. Proprofenga. Emetera. Morio motura filba. For, because of the pressing, bitter, and inexorable necessity, I am invoking the immortal, living, and honoured names, which have never yet passed into the mortal realm, nor are they spoken in speech by human tongue, or mortal voice, or mortal sound. When you have said these things, you will hear thunder and tumult in the surrounding area. You will likewise feel yourself being shaken. You are to say again, silence. Then open your eyes, and you will see the gates open, and the world of the gods which is inside the gates, so that your spirit will rush upwards in pleasure and joy at the sight. Stand still, look intently, and immediately draw breath from the divine into yourself. When your soul is restored, say, "Come, Lord, Ahandara Fortasta Purifota Stabutix Etimen Mero Foratan Eria Lotri Forati." When you have said this, the rays of the sun will turn towards you. Look towards the center of them. When you do this, you will see a youthful, handsome god with fiery hair, dressed in a white tunic and a red cloak, and wearing a fiery crown. Greet him immediately with the greeting of fire. "Hail, Lord, great in power, great in might, King, greatest of gods, Helios, Lord of heaven and earth, God of gods. Your breath is mighty, Lord, and your power is mighty. If it pleases you, announce me to the greatest god, to the god who begat you and made you. Announce that a human being, I, who was born from a mortal womb and from seminal fluid, has been born again from you today, and out of so many myriads, has been made immortal at this hour, in accordance with the decree of God, who is surpassingly good. He thinks it right to worship you, and he prays with all his human strength, that the god may appear and give an oracle at this auspicious time. Aurora Iuri Orior Ror Roi Or Reori Eor 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 Eor. When you have said this, he will go towards the celestial pole, and you will see him proceeding on his way, as if on a road. Look intently at him. Ma keep me safe. Bosimeri keep me safe. Lostimeri When you have said this, you will see the gates open, and seven virgins coming out of the depths of the divine world, dressed in linen, and having the faces of asps. These beings are called the Fates of Heaven, and they hold golden wands. When you see them, greet them in this way. Hail to you, seven Fates of Heaven, good and holy virgins. Sacred ones, companions of Minimirophor, most hallowed guardians of the four pillars. Hail to you, the first. Plebs and tires. Hail to you, the second. Menestas. Hail to you, the third. Mehran. Hail to you, the fourth. Ar-ar-mathas. Hail to you, the fifth. Ephomia. Hail to you, the sixth. Tichnondas. Hail to you, the seventh. Eru. Rombrias. Further seven gods will also come forth. They will have the faces of black bulls, and they will be wearing linen garments around their waists, and seven golden crowns. These are the beings who are called the Pole Lords of Heaven. You must greet each of them in the same way, calling them by their individual names. Hail to you, guardians of the pivot, sacred and mighty youths, you who turn at one command the rotating axis of the circle of heaven, and who send out thunder and lightning, and earthquakes and thunderbolts to impious peoples. But to me, who am pious and God-fearing, you send health and soundness of body, sharpness of hearing and sight, and serenity in the favourable hours of this day today, my lords and mighty gods. Hail to you, the first. Aeronti. Hail to you, the second. Mathemeros. Hail to you, the third. Athrithior. Hail to you, the fourth. Mesargilto. Hail to you, the fifth. Hippoalito. Hail to you, the sixth. Armicatops. Hail to you, the seventh. Eorasita. When they take up their positions in the appropriate order, each in their respective place, look intently into the air, and you will see bolts of lightning falling, lights shining, the earth shaking, and the Supreme God descending. In appearance, youthful and golden-haired, wearing a white tunic and a golden crown and trousers, and holding in his right hand the golden shoulder of a young bull. Then you will see bolts of lightning leaping from his eyes and stars leaping from his body. You are the life of me. Stay. Dwell in my soul. Do not leave me. Because Entor Fenen Propiot so bids you. Look intently at the god. And greet him in this way. Hail, Lord, Master of Water. Hail, Chief of Earth. Hail, Mighty One of Ur. Bright Shining One. Plor-plor-fenga emetiri artentepi et mimeo uenaro fusetho feri dario flalba. Grant me an oracle, Lord. Lord, I am being born again and passing away. I am growing, I have grown, and I am coming to my end. I have been born from a life-giving birth. I have been released, and I am journeying to death. This is what you have established. This is the law that you have set up, and the mystery that you have made. I am Farura Miuri. Immediately after you have said this, he will give you an oracle. You will be weak in soul, and you will not be in yourself when he answers you. He will speak the oracle to you, and after doing so, he will depart. But you are to stay where you are in silence, and you will take everything in by yourself. Afterwards, you will remember what was spoken by the great God in its entirety, even if the oracle consisted of thousands of lines.